Well, Halloween is coming up, and we got to talk about some Halloween kind of stuff. And so we bring in Megan Hansen from the Mead Museum. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Are you a Halloween girl?
Absolutely, yes, since the day I was born.
And a Northeast Nebraska girl originally, but now a Yankton curator of collections at the Mead. What does someone in that position do?
So I maintain our collection. I make sure that it's where it's supposed to be. If we need something for a display, I always pull it. I put it there.
How come you don't have your white gloves on this morning?
So white gloves have actually been kind of like phased out because they can scratch photographs, can get a little bit slippery, and you can actually drop an object while you're wearing them.
How long have you been the curator of collections at the Mead?
2019.
Okay.
Yeah, 2019.
I thought you were going to say 29 years at first.
Oh,
I'm like, you're not old enough to. No, 2019.
Okay.
Ooh, let me ask you this. What's your favorite thing at the Mead? What's your favorite piece at the Mead?
That would be Dr. Roane's amputation kit that he used while he was a doctor during the Civil War.
I don't know if I want to ask about that. I do want to ask about the haunted history tours. How did those go last weekend?
Really good. It was a really great two nights.
What did people like the most, do you think? What location was the most interesting?
So we had a new one this year, the River Rose Hotel. That's never been on the tours before, so that was really fun. And then getting to go in to locations is also always fun for everyone. So Ben's Brew Station, that was one we got to go into. And then
see, if I would have stayed at that one and said goodbye, everybody.
Yep, just hang out at the end. I'm just gonna stay here.
Well, I'm glad they went well, and I hope that continues to go well. But the focus is on the overnight at the Mead, which is coming up this Saturday. How many nights have you stayed overnight in the Mead?
So this event's kind of like my baby. I've helped with it since the start, and we started doing the overnight, I believe, around 2020. And that's not necessarily my first night I've spent in the Mead. I don't know, less than 10 nights total, we'll say, because I've done individual overnights with paranormal investigators before, so that adds to it as well.
If somebody were to say to you, is the Mead haunted?
Absolutely.
Ooh, quick answer.
Absolutely. When I first started doing like weekends by myself, you'd hear really loud footsteps on the back stairs. And then when they got too loud, something would shush them. And you could hear that shush through the whole building. I used to hear crashing coming from the basement. And then I'd go investigate it. Everything's fine. The crashing has now moved to first floor.
Are you sure it's not just Crystal?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, it's fascinating, and I'm wondering if people are signing up, if there's still time to sign up.
There is absolutely still time to sign up. We're sitting at about 40-ish tickets right now, so there's 10 left. You know, get them while you can.
That sounds like a party, actually.
Oh, it absolutely is. We provide light snacks and drinks throughout the whole night. Candy, obviously. Got to keep that sugar high going.
Do people stay up all night, or do they eventually crash?
There are some people. They'll bring, you know, something to sleep on, but they won't sleep. They'll just wander the whole building all night long, basement to third.
Has anything weird, out of the ordinary, unexplained ever happened on these Mead overnights?
Last year, we got a lot of people who were grabbed, who were poked, who were just a lot of weird stuff. Like, they got a lot of kids laughing on audio stuff. So it was very active last year, and Mead has been getting a lot more active as we lead up to the overnight with the crashing, with the footsteps, with phantom sounds.
Isn't it hard to believe there's people that not only live here, but have lived here for a long time that have never set foot in that place?
It blows my
mind.
It's
sad.
It is. It is such a gorgeous building. Like, even if you're not into history, just the building alone should draw you in. It's so gorgeous. It's so beautiful.
Maybe for someone's first time, they should come in the daytime, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking of that, what will people see if they visit out there? Regular hours, not overnights. What exhibits are front and center right now?
So we have left our summer exhibits up a little bit longer. So they will be up till probably the end of October. So that's World War II, the home front, 150th anniversaries of the Yankton School District, and the territorial years of the state fair.
Right.
And then we have all our normal exhibits. So the Yankton State Hospital, Journeying Forward, Connecting Cultures, Prehistory up until about Lewis and Clark. Yankton College actually just opened a temporary exhibit until the end of the year about the Miss Pioneer tradition.
Do people call and say they'd like to make a donation to the museum as far as a piece? And is that, do they go through you on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm sure you're always open to those phone calls and excited to see what maybe somebody might have.
Absolutely. There are some things I have to send off to, you know, other museums first, because we have to give that county, right, a refusal first. But then if they get the no, then they come back to us and I'm like, okay, yeah, I could take it.
Is the mead being supported sufficiently here in Yankton?
Yes and no. I think there could be more done, but there's just what we can work with.
I mean, you can support with the membership or attendance and hopefully both.
Hopefully both, yes.
Maybe people don't know that there are memberships available.
Exactly, yeah. And we do try to advertise a lot, you know, put it out there at the front desk, put it on our website, our Facebook page, you know, join the Mead. You get a lot of perks, I think, from being a member from the Mead. You get to know about all our events before anyone else.
Meadbuilding.org, right?
Meadbuilding.org.
Back to the overnight. Wouldn't it be great if there was like a little thunder that night?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it would make it so much better.
I could go on the roof with a garden hose and maybe a couple of trash can lids.
Yes. I'm all about that.
Well, we'll see what happens, but it's this this Saturday night. And then what time does it end?
7 a.m. Sunday morning.
Because vampires don't like sun.
That's correct.
Something like that. I don't know.
That's correct.
Well, it's cool that you're doing this. Do you get out-of-towners on this too, or is it mostly local?
So our demographics have changed, actually. Before, it was a lot of locals, and now we're getting, you know, Sioux Falls, some from Minnesota, some from Iowa, even a little bit from Nebraska, you know. So it is all over now. We're just picking them up, and we'll just keep taking them.
Such a cool area that you guys are in out there, and it's getting better all the time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Good. Yes, it is.
Megan, thanks for the information on the overnight. The good people at the Mead know they're always welcome here. We like to promote what you have going on. So I hope you have a great overnight experience, and thanks so much.
Thank you.